Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is March 13th on a Wednesday at 5:55 a.m. It's 50 degrees here in the Deep South, Mobile, Alabama, and I am driving, and I was looking at the, I was curious about how many episodes I've recorded on, of The Drive, and there are 1,093 episodes of The Drive. This is number 1,094. So, but it's been a blessing, and it is a blessing just to talk about the scripture. You know, we've talked about all kinds of stuff throughout the months or year. You know, that's another thing I want to check. When did I start this? I don't even remember. I just do it. I don't know. But I love doing it. I love just talking about the Word, talking about the Lord, talking about spiritual things. I mean, that's what we were created for, you know. And as I was looking through Matthew, just kind of going through chronologically, just going through chapter by chapter, verse by verse, not every verse, but going through the chapters and sort of emphasizing certain things. One of the things that I saw that I love and that I always remind myself when I think, well, you know, the Lord doesn't know me, or I don't feel like he knows us. He knows everything about us. He knows our thoughts. He knows our intentions. He knows our the words we speak. He knows what we face. He knows everything. But this is one of those verses that kind of practically hits home for me. It says, but even the hairs on your head are all numbered. I know it's just a short verse. I don't think it's obscure. I think it's a blessing because it really demonstrates that the Lord knows us, that the Lord cares about us, that, you know, even David, Psalm, I believe it was Psalm 8, said, who am I that he is mindful of me? That the Lord, the creator of the universe, thinks of me? I mean, that is absolutely amazing, isn't it? He created the universe, created everything around us. He sent his son to die and rise again so that lost humanity could be saved. But he knows how many hairs are on my head? You know what I'm saying? Like, you see the vastness of that, you know, the creator of the universe wants us to talk to him personally. And I love it because he loves us as if we were the only ones he loved. And that's amazing. That shows the heart of the Lord for you, for his kids. Some people doubt God's love. And when they do, I would just say, open the Word. Open the scriptures and just start reading, and you'll see from Genesis to Revelation the love that God has for his kids. You know, I was just continuing on in Exodus in my Bible time in the morning, and I love it because God was given a manna, you know. Manna is like coriander seed. It's like the title of manna is what is it, right? But the people started complaining, so God gave them quail. But they overindulged. They ate so much quail that they started puking. And it's like, you guys asked for it. God gives us all that we need because he sees our need. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't look past us. He looks at us. He sees the hunger. He sees the struggle. He sees the family stuff. He sees the work stuff. He sees all of it. And he doesn't just sit there on his throne and go, oh man, that sucks for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, he sees and he intercedes. And that's what Jesus is doing at the right hand of the Father right now. Hebrews, interceding for his children. Praying for you. Wow. That's love. And the fact that he knows all the minute details of your life. And one amazing thing that always astounds me is that God knows us better than we know us. God knows us better than we know ourselves, you know? Sometimes we ask the Lord, we seek the Lord, like, Lord, why am I doing this? You know? Why did I say that? I don't know. What decision do I make? I don't know what direction I'm supposed to go. I'm not sure. Like, we come to the Lord not knowing. Because He's the creator and the ruler and the leader of our life. So we're like, Lord, what do I do? That's a good place to be, you guys. Because we don't know what to do without Him. We don't have any direction without Him. Like, we need Him. We need to be dependent upon Him in all things, not just the big overarching decisions, but in the everyday details as we're going throughout our day. Lord, what should I do in this situation? Lord, how do I confront this person? What words do I use? How do I figure this thing out? How do I get past this obstacle to get to the next thing? How do I put this fire out? How do I deal with this person at my job? How do I parent my kids right now? Because I want to get, you know, I need to have a balance of love and discipline, of grace and authority. How do I do that? And God reveals it to us. And, you know, he reveals to us two of the biggest overarching questions that I think humans have on this earth. Where do I go, number one? And what do I do? Those are like the two, I think, in my opinion, the two biggest questions that we have. Where do I go? And what do I do? And you know, the Lord answers. As we seek Him, as we look to Him, as we pray to Him, as we get into His Word, as we fellowship with other believers and talk about things of Scripture, God answers. Isn't that beautiful? I love it. He knows you. He loves you. He's with you. I hope you guys have an amazing Wednesday. God bless you. Praying for you. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.